So
this
takes a lot of zitzflesh. Okay, so we're gonna start on the bottom of Chotes Amud Beis. And I do have to warn you that this piece is a little bit windy and it gets a little bit difficult. So I'm gonna do my best to give like a brief summary of what we're going to be attacking here, and then we're going to attack it slowly but surely. We're not going to get through the whole Amud today. We're just going to get into the two dots about seven lines up from the end. But that should still take us a good 40 minutes or so, because it is a challenging piece. What we had said in the Mishnah was that according to the third opinion, Echad Yavna ve'echad kol makom sheyesh bo bezdin, you can be tokeya on Shabbos, right? As it could be Yavna, it could be any makom, in any makom sheyesh bo bezdin, as long as their Bezdin is Kavua there. So that's where our Gemara picks up. And Amar Rav Huna adds a caveat, and he says, V'im Bezdin, you can blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos in these places, Yavneh or Kol Makom Sheyesh Bo Bezdin, provided that it is with Bezdin. Now what does that mean, with Bezdin? That can mean a whole slew of things. And so our Gemara here is going to propose two solutions as to what V'im Bezdin means. The first solution, which will take us through all the skinny lines, is that V'im Bezdin means Bifnei Bezdin, meaning provided that you have to blow the shofar in front of Bezdin. So you can do it in Kol Makom Sheyesh Bo Bezdin, in Yavneh or whatever, but it's got to be done. Im Bezdin means Bifnei Bezdin, in front of Bezdin. That's solution number one. Other people learn that Rav Huna, when he says V'im Bezdin, means Bizman Bezdin, meaning when Bezdin is actually sitting and convening to be done cases. So let's say from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Bezdin sits. As long as you blow the shofar between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. while Bezdin is sitting in their makom, you can do it in your makom.
Bezdin doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah.
What? Bezdin would be kavu. I don't know if that's true.
No official
I don't know if that's true, and I think that that's not true. I think that Bezdin would probably be kavu. What are you saying? Are we only working hours? That they're government employees?
It's a holiday. It's a federal holiday.
It's a federal holiday.
No.
The answer. What? No. They're Bezdin is sitting. Bezdin is sitting.
They're doing judging on Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
It's the day of judgment.
That's for Hashem to judge.
Hashem judges, not them.
Bezdin is kavua. Bezdin is Lachora, we'll see according to the Maskan, but Lachora, the Bezdin is done on Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is Chalias B'Shabbos.
Only certain types of cases?
I believe. What?
Bezdin doesn't mean on Shabbos.
Bezdin doesn't mean, how do you know that?
Because it can't be the
Dimash. Ah, that's a good start.
A good union.
What?
Didn't get any benefits.
Union benefits, uh-huh.
So doesn't make sense. They're going to go 5 days a year?
I don't know what the answer is, but Lechora, Bezdin is kavua even on Rosh Hashanah and even Shana Shkaliyos B'Shabbos. No, you're not accepting it.
I'm sorry, well, David. I'm sorry.
You do not have to apologize.
Okay. He didn't write the Gemara.
So I did not write the Gemara. Tzarech Iyun. I would be happy to look it up for you.
I do have to apologize because I'm disagreeing with the Magid Shir.
It doesn't matter. The Magid Shir could be, Yiftach Bedoro. That's what we're talking about here. Anyway, what do you want? I just read one line.
I don't. Okay. Does Beis Din mean like a group of Beis Din from the Sanhedrin?
What?
Does Beis Din mean a group of Beis Din from the Sanhedrin or any Beis Din? Like,
it's a Beis Din Kavua, like the Beis Din in Yavne. It's a Beis Din, it has to be a Beis Din that's Kavua.
But they moved the Sanhedrin to Yavne, right? So we're the Beis Din in Yavne. 3 from the 70? Does this have to be like 3 or 23 or whatever from the 70? Or could it be any, any kosher based in?
Could it be any kosher based in?
I think that's open for discussion.
And is it too early to ask this because it's going to be answered anyway?
Great, let's go with that. La Fouque, je le
peux pas. You obviously know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
The man has a plane to catch.
I don't know the answer. I just, you know, Lufthansa is very on time.
Are you
packed? That's what I'm just saying. They're very German with these things. I just want to make sure I make my... What?
I'm all packed.
I knew he was coming to cheer. I packed well in advance.
Take your time.
Okay.
Okay. But you prepared the show.
Turkey into your question, I don't know. It sounds a little fishy. But you get it? Rosh Hashanah, head of the fish, fishy. Okay. So anyway, I don't know the answer, but...
the fish head.
But Lechora, that's the direction the Gemara is going in. Okay. At any rate, V'im Bezdin, the Gemara starts off saying, V'im Bezdin, my V'im Bezdin, B'fnei Bezdin. This is the first Svara. That as long as you do it bifnei bezdin, you got to blow in bifnei bezdin, lafuki shlo bifnei bezdin velo, which excludes not doing in front of bezdin. If you don't do it in front of bezdin, then it's no good, then you can't do such a thing. That doesn't work. Now, Gemara is going to ask several questions on this idea that ve'im bezdin, according to Rav Huna, ve'im bezdin means bifnei bezdin. Masav Rava. Rava asks a question. Our Mishnah said, ve'od zos haisi Yerushalayim yisei rel yavne. One further point that Yerushalayim had over Yavne was XYZ. Well, says the Gemara, my ve'odzos. Why does the Mishnah say ve'odzos and Yerushalayim had a further advantage over Yavne? Ilei makedeketoni. If you're going to tell me that it is to be understood as it is written, zos mi ba'ilei. It shouldn't say ve'odzos. It shouldn't say and furthermore, because it didn't offer an original advantage. It just said ve'odzos. So zos mi ba'ilei should just say zos. This is the advantage. It shouldn't say and a further advantage when you don't have an initial advantage. So zos mi ba'ilei. Ella says the Gemara, it must be. We have to come up with some kind of advantage. Maybe you'll tell me, Dibu Shalayim token yechidin, ubi Yavne ain token yechidin. Maybe you'll tell me that one of the advantages of Yerushalayim over Yavne is that the Yechidim, individuals, can blow the shofar in Yerushalayim, but they cannot do so in Yavne. In Yavne, it must only be the Bezdin that does it. Ubi Yavne ain't token Yechidim? Can that possibly be the answer? No, that can't be, because the Yavne, you want to tell me that in Yavne, they don't, individuals don't blow. The Haki Asa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. When Rav Yosef came along from into Babel Amr, he said, by the time the Shliach Tzibur had finished blowing the shofar in Yavne, lo shama inish kol unyei mikol tokia di yichidai. Nobody could even hear the sound in his ears because of the amount of tekiah blasts that were being blown at that time by the yechidim.
Couldn't hear himself thinking.
What? Couldn't even hear yourself thinking. There were so many shofar blasts going off at that moment. So we see that in Yavne, there were many yechidim blowing the shofar at that time. So you cannot tell me that the advantage to Yerushalayim over Yavne is that in Yerushalayim, even the yechidim can blow, and in Yavne, they cannot. That cannot be the svara. Ella says the Gemara will tell you a different svara. Elalav to be Yerushalayim token bein bizman bezdin bein shelo bizman bezdin. In Yerushalayim, they were allowed to blow whether it was bizman bezdin or not, whether it was between the 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. hour, or maybe it was at 4 p.m. In Yerushalayim, it didn't really matter when bezdin was kavua; they would blow the shofar whenever they wanted. It would be Yavne bizman bezdin in shelo bizman bezdin lo, and in Yavne, it was dafka being blown bizman bezdin. It was dafka being blown between the 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. hour. Ha bizman bezdin miha token. So we see bizman bezdin in Yavne, they did blow the shofar. What would come out according to this is that in Yavne, they didn't blow the shofar at 4 p.m., but they certainly blew it at 11 a.m., which was Zman Bezdin, Vafilu Shalob Ifne Bezdin, and that is mashma, that implies, that connotes, if you're going to tell me that they were specific about Zman Bezdin, then it tells me that they were not specific about where they blew it.
Why is that mashma at all?
Because if the only hakpada was that it was done Bizman Bezdin, that the difference between Yerushalayim and Yavne was specifically the fact that Yerushalayim, they blew whenever they wanted, and in Yavne, they did not blow whenever they wanted. They only blew between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. It's mashma that they were able to blow wherever they wanted, even though they were not able to blow whenever they wanted. Even not in front of Bezdin they were allowed to. And that would be the Ilu Yerushalayim token Bey Bifnei Bezdin, Bey Shelo Bifnei Bezdin. In Yerushalayim, they were allowed to blow Bey Bifnei Bezdin, Bey Shelo Bifnei Bezdin. Uba Yavne Bifnei Bezdin in, Shelo Bifnei Bezdin lo. In Yavne, they were able to blow Bifnei Bezdin. Yes, they were able to blow, but Shelo Bifnei Bezdin, they were not. So the Gemara tried to say that maybe it's talking about Zman Bezdin, and the Gemara rejects that and says no. Really, what the advantage of Yerushalayim over Yavne was...
Two advantages.
What?
Two advantages. The second advantage. The second advantage. Or the first, right?
The first advantage was... Bifnei Bezdin. In Yerushalayim, you could blow wherever you wanted, even if you wasn't Bifnei Bezdin. Whereas in Yavne, it had to be specifically Bifnei Bezdin. That's the first. Understanding of Rav Huna, who says Ve'im Bezdin, because with Bezdin is a very generic term. So the Gemara tried to say maybe it's talking about Bizman Bezdin. The Gemara rejected that. No, it's not Bizman Bezdin. That's the difference. The difference between Yerushalayim and Yavne was Bifnei Bezdin. And so therefore what Rav Huna is teaching you here is the im Bezdin means Bifnei Bezdin. It must be done in front of Bezdin, and that's what Rav Huna was saying over here. It had to be done outside of Yerushalayim, it had to be done Bifnei Bezdin. Okay. So yes, you have to say, you gotta say Bezdin was Kavua here. Now were they actually being done? Were there cases coming in front of them on Rosh Hashanah, Shal Chalios, B'Shabbos? Maybe. I don't know. Were they done Ben Adam L'Chaveros in Yonim? I don't know. But were they done cases? It's Mefurish in the Gemara they were. It's Mefurish in the Gemara they were.
What does the article say? I'm only going to see this after the year. I go there. I'll tell you if I discover anything.
Tell me if you discover anything, send me an email. Okay? I might be 30,000 feet above. But it's better than being 30,000 feet below.
You'll see it.
What?
If I write you, you'll see it eventually.
Okay, very good. If you don't write into me, I will assume that I was correct. And the Gemara is correct. If I get an email from you, I'm going to dread that email.
The Gemara is always correct.
I'm going to flag that email. What?
Gemara is always correct. It's our understanding of the Gemara.
Oh. Where is everybody? I've lost everybody now. Where's
everybody?
We're missing Simcha and
Philip. What?
Stengel.
Okay, good.
Stengel. At any rate, the Gemara now posits a second svara, a second understanding of what Rav Huna meant when he said Ve'im Bezdin. Says the Gemara, what does it mean, Ve'im Bezdin? Ika damasi lahadu Rav Huna aha. There are those who learn Rav Huna's statement of Ve'im Bezdin on the following. Dichsif, the pasuk says, Ve'yom ha-kipurim tavu shofar b'chol ha-ritzachem. See, there are those who understand that when Rav Huna said Ve'im Bezdin, he actually wasn't talking about Rosh Hashanah at all. He was talking about Yom Kippur of Yovel. That's what he was talking about. That the shofar being blown on Yom Kippur de Yovel was actually being done Bizman Bezdin. Okay? And that's how we're going to learn it. B'yom ha-kippurim tavi'u shofar b'chol ha-ritzachem. Now, we can't say that Rav Huna means Bifnei Bezdin anymore because it says b'chol ha-ritzachem. You have to blow the shofar in all of your land, throughout the land. So it can't be Bifnei Bezdin. That's by definition, it can't be throughout the land. It cannot be Bifnei Bezdin. It must be that it doesn't have to be blown Bifnei Bezdin, but what Rav Huna means here is Melamed Shekol Yachid V'Yachid Chayiv Litkoa. This is teaching us that every Yachid has to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Amar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna says on that, V'im Bezdin, with Bezdin, Ve'im Bezdin, my Ve'im Bezdin. Now says the Gemara, what does it mean, Ve'im Bezdin? So it says the Gemara, Bizman Bezdin. It means the Zman of Bezdin. Meaning, when Bezdin is Kavua, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., all the Yechidim may blow Bechol Artzachem. In your entire land, you're going to have between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. a non-stop shofar fest. But outside of 1 p.m., there is no more shofar blowing. It's like the quiet that you get at the kotel, right 30 seconds after Netzachama. Like totally quiet, and you're a pin drop. That's the way it is. But Bisman Bezdin, there is shofar blazim everywhere. Okay.
But this is on Yom Kippur of Yovel.
Yeah, Yom Kippur of Yovel. Yom Kippur of Yovel, it says you got uskatim machatzotros. Actually, it says Tavir Shofar. Sorry, it says Tavir Shofar. So it does say Shofar. And you got to talk and blow the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. And what Rav Huna's Machadish here is, it's got to be Bizman Bezdin. When Bezdin is Kavua, it's got to be Bizman Bezdin. Now, the understanding as to why, what is so important about Zman Bezdin that we have to be Magdir our, and Magbil our shofar blowing to those hours, I don't know. That requires a little bit further eel. But Rav Huna is saying it's Bizman Bezdin, Lafukit Shelo Bizman Bezdin Delo, which comes to tell you that Shelo Bizman Bezdin, you are not allowed to blow the shofar. That's the second understanding of what Rav Huna means. The Gemara is now, until almost the end, until the Mishnah, it's now going to ask questions and come up with answers in order to try to knock off this shot of
so
what...
Right? It drives you crazy.
This drives you a little bit crazy. A little bit crazy. Okay. Are we prepared to be a little bit crazy tonight?
Okay.
I think we are. Okay.
We wouldn't be in the shir if we weren't.
We would not be in the shir if we weren't just a little bit crazy. So says the Gemara like this. We'll take it in pieces, okay? Because the next five lines is one piece. This is one kasha the Gemara has. Masav Rava. Rava asks a question. You, Rav Huna, want to tell me that when Rav Huna said it's got to be Be'im Bezdin and it has to be Bizman Bezdin, I'll prove to you from a Braisa that that is not the case. Because the Braisa says Tekias Yovel. If you look at the Aleph, the Gra takes out Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So it should be read Masav Rava Tekias Yovel. The Tekiah in Yovel, you can take out that Rosh Hashanah because it's not true. But Tekiah's Yovel,
is that pointed out? Is that up here? No,
it's right here. Right, the Gra says Tekiah's Yovel Docha V'chule Kach Tzarech Lomar. That's what it means to say, but not Rosh Hashanah. Take out Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah is not Docha Shabbos Begvulin. Only the Tekiah of Yovel is Docha Shabbos Begvulin, meaning outside of the Mikdash. Okay. So the Braisa says the Tekiah of the Yovel is Docha Shabbos Begvulin Ish Ubeisa, each man in his house. Now we know the phrase Ish Ubeisa typically means Ner Ish Ubeisa, means your wife and your family. So what is, so my Ish Ubeisa, what does it mean? Ish Ubeisa, each man and his family. Ilei ma Ish Beishto, that Beiso Zu Ishto means you gotta have your wife blow. But it's a tzami mechayva. Is a woman chayv in tekiyah shofar? V'ham mitzvah saseh shazman gramahu. He. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman gramah. V'chom mitzvah saseh shazman gramah. Nashim pturos. So it can't be ishu beisa refers to the viber. Ela lav ish beveso. It means a man in his house. Which means to say, v'afilu shalo bizman bezdim. Meaning, the Braisa is telling you it's got to be Ish Beveso. It's got to be in your house. It cannot be blown stam anywhere you want. It has to be in your house. It has to be in a Kavua place. But, Vafilu Shelo Bizman Bezdin. It implies that if the Braisa is telling you where you must blow, it implies that it doesn't care when you blow. So it's telling you Vafilu Shelo Bizman Bezdin. So that's a kasha on our understanding of Rav Huna, who says Be'im Bezdin is Bizman Bezdin. Because we see from this Braisa, Lachora, the implication of this Braisa is that even Shelo Bizman Bezdin, you can blazem the Shofar. Gemara says, no, not necessarily.
Avamin was wrong. That was the implication was wrong.
What?
The implication
is wrong. Right? You tried to put too many thumbs into this Gemara, and it's wrong. La'olam Bizman Bezdin. Really, it's Bizman Bezdin, Taka. And Bizman Bezdin, you can blow. You got to blow Bizman Bezdin, and you got to blow Ish Beveso. You got to blow in your house. It's got to be not only where you blow, but when you blow. So the Gemara is still Mekayim. Our understanding, our second understanding, that when Rav Huna says Im Bezdin, it means Bizman Bezdin. Oh. Now the Gemara is going to go on a lengthy kasha and terutz. So stick with me, okay? Stick with me and you will come out very satisfied or confused, whichever comes first. Masav Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asks a kasha. Yeah? Shaveh Hayovel Rosh Hashanah Letkiyuv LeBrachos. Now, this is a Mishnah we've had repeatedly. So before you ask, how can we quote this Mishnah repeatedly? I'm going to preempt your kasha by telling you, we've seen this repeatedly. And I'm okay with that. I'm shulling with that. I'm going to live with that, and I'm still going to make my flight. Be'ez Hashem. I'm still going to take my flight. Germany and everything. I'm going to take my flight. Masav Rav Sheshesh Shaveh Hayovel Rosh Hashanah Letkiyuv LeBrachos. We've seen this many times. But this taka, now, interesting, I just want to point this out. I have a little bit of, I have gripes with the Mesoras HaShas on this, even though the Mesoras HaShas is a gon, because he quotes the Gemara on Chavavim and Beis for this, which is really the Mishnah, and I believe that this is not a Mishnah. I believe this Masav Rosh Hashanah is a Braisa. Can't prove it, but it's a Braisa. And why do I say that? Because it says Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah Letkiyuv LeBrachos, which is the end.
Wait, this is a Braisa?
I believe this is a Mishnah. Well, it's the first part of it is a direct quote from the Mishnah on Chavav, but then it continues, and I believe this is really a Braisa.
It's a continuation.
Yeah, because this is a continuation. This is a continuation of this Tanaic statement. So I want to say this is the Braisa, but because I am a lightweight, compared to even the lightweights of the lightweights, I am a lightweight. I'm going to bow to the Mesoras HaShas and say somehow this is part of the mission.
It says here Braisa.
What?
It says Braisa. Masav Rav Sheshesh.
All right. That's what art.
It is a Braisa. What? Has a Braisa learned it?
The word Masav, I think, means from
art school learns it's a Braisa, so art school has my back. I have arts.
Doesn't masav mean from a Braisa?
Masav can mean from a Mishnah also. Masav is from a Tanaic statement. Masav Rosh Hashanah, Shavah Hayovel Rosh Hashanah Letkiyuv LeBrachos. Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are equal vis-a-vis Tekiyos and vis-a-vis Brachos, the same nine Brachos that you say on Rosh Hashanah, you say on Yovel as well. Ella, so what is the difference between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah? Ella, Shebi Yovel, when it comes to the Jubilee, Token bein bebezdin shekidshu bo esachodesh, ubein bebezdin shelo kidshu bo esachodesh. On Yovel, you can blow the shofar in bezdin that was mekadesh shachodesh, or in a bezdin that was not mekadesh shachodesh. It doesn't really matter. You can blow it in any bezdin that you want. Furthermore, v'chol yachid v'yachid chayiv litkoa. And on Yovel, each of the yachidim, each individual is chayiv to blow the shofar. We've seen that. Uber Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Hashanah, neither of those are the case. Lo ayu token ela bebezdin shekidshu bo esachodesh from Rosh Hashanah shechal yos b'Shabbos. They only blew the shofar in the bezdin that was mekadesh shachodesh. Individuals do not blow the shofar. Well, I will prove to you that is wrong based on the same statement that we had earlier. The haki asa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, when Rav Yosef came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, he told them. Amr, he said, ki have a Messiah Mishlicha de Tzibur de Kiyasa Biavne. When the Shliach Tzibur, by the time the Shliach Tzibur had completed his Tekiyos in Yavne, Lo Shama Inish Kol Unya Mikal Tukiya de Yechidai. No man could hear himself think from all the shofar blowsims that happened during that time. So it must be, even on Rosh Hashanah, the Yechidim are Chayiv. So what does it mean that Ein Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayiv Litkoa? What does that mean? So the Gemara comes up with a different shot. Elalav must mean the Ilu B'Yovel Token Bein Bizman Bezdin Bein Shalom Bizman Bezdin. On Yovel, you can blow Bizman Bezdin and Shalom Bizman Bezdin, which is Akasha on the way we understand Rav Huna. We'll get there. And on Rosh Hashanah, Bizman Bezdin in Shalom Bizman Bezdin Lo. On Rosh Hashanah, you are bound to Bizman Bezdin. You can only blow the shofar Bizman Bezdin between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. That's what it means. That's what the Braisa really means when it says, Ein kol yachid v'yachid chayiv litkoa. It means that you're not allowed to blow outside of the Zman Bezdin. The yachid v'yachid is not allowed to blow outside of Zman Bezdin. Okay. Katani Mihas, according to this understanding, though, the Yovel, when it comes to Yovel, Bein Bizman Bezdin, Bein Shalom Bizman Bezdin. Sorry. Bein Bizman Bezdin, Bein Shalom Bizman Bezdin. Yeah, whether it's Bizman Bezdin, whether it's Shalom Bizman Bezdin, you're allowed to blow. So how can you, Rav Huna, tell me that the Im Bezdin means Bezman Bezdin. I'm just proving to you now, according to the way we're understanding it, that on Yovel, the difference between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah is that on Yovel you can blow Bein Bezman Bezdin and Shalom Bezman Bezdin. You can blow at 4 p.m. So then our understanding of Rav Huna would be wrong. Because again, we're understanding Rav Huna as saying you can only blow in the shofar Bizman Bezdin. The way we're understanding this, you can even blow beyond Shalom Bizman Bezdin. So the Gemara is going to back out. And the Gemara says, no. You don't have this right. This chiluk that you made between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, saying that Yovel, you can do Bizman Bezdin and Shalom Bizman Bezdin, whereas Rosh Hashanah, you can't, that's not a correct understanding. Says the Gemara, lo. No, you're not correct. La'olam bizman bezdin. Really, it can only be done in Yovel, bizman bezdin. The Hachi Katani. This is what it's really telling you. When it's saying the chiluk between on Rosh Hashanah ain't kol yachid v'yachid chayiv litkoa, and on Yovel it is, this is what it means to say. Be Yovel, when it comes to the Jubilee, Bizman Bezdin token, it has to be blown Bizman Bezdin. Bein Bifnei Bezdin, Bein Shelo Bifnei Bezdin. It has to be blown Bizman Bezdin, but it can be blown anywhere you want. Meaning, it must be blown, they're going to dictate when it must be blown. It must be blown between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., but it can be blown anywhere during the Jubilee year. But for Rosh Hashanah, there are two restrictions. Token Bizman Bezdin, you've got to do it between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. And Ubifnei Bezdin. And Rosh Hashanah, it's got to be done Dafka in front of Bezdin. But outside of Bezdin, you're not allowed to. And that's the chiluk. And that's what we're going to end up saying, that really, when the Braisa says that there's a chiluk between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, vis-a-vis the Yachid, Ein Kol Yachid, V'Yachid Chayv L'Tkuan Rosh Hashanah, but on Yovel it is, what it's really saying is, Bizman Bezdin, that's for sure. You gotta blow Bizman Bezdin. But on Yovel, it could be Bein Bifnei Bezdin, Ben Shalom Bifnei Bezdin. It could be anywhere in the country you want. Bechol Artzachem. But on Rosh Hashanah, it must be specifically Bifnei Bezdin. And that's the chiluk. And the Gemara backs this up and says, Itmar Nami, Amr of Chia Bar Gamda, Amr of Yossi Ben Shaul, Amr Rebbe. This is all the way, traces all the way back to Rebbe. I don't know if it's Rebbe Yehuda Anasi or some other. Ain token ela kozman shebezdin yoshvin. You can only blow the shofar kozman shebezdin yoshvin. Period. You see from here, klar, that you can only blow the shofar bizman bezdin. And that's what we mean to say. And that was our second understanding in Rav Huna. Okay. The Gemara wraps up here and says, an interesting question. You want to tell me that Zman Bezdin is Ma'akev. It's got to be Bizman Bezdin. Boy, Rav Zera. Rav Zera asked the question, Ninaru lamor v'lo amdu mahu. Now, what if Bezdin's 1 p.m. and Bezdin's already like, all right, guys, let's go. It's time to go. They're starting to get up, right? They didn't quite make it up. They're starting to gather the books together. And there's stuff together, but they haven't quite gotten up. They didn't lo amdu mahu. What's the din? Is that still considered Bizman Bezdin? Because they haven't really gotten up yet. Bezdin Yoshvin Ba'inan V'ha'ika. Do we need that Bezdin is sitting down? And Taka, they are sitting down. Or Odilma Zman Bezdin Ba'inan. Or do we need specifically Zman Bezdin V'leka? It's no longer the Zman Bezdin, because Zman Bezdin is between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., and 1 p.m. is already hit. So even though they're still sitting, they're kind of getting their books together, it's no longer Zman Bezdin. So when we say Zman Bezdin, what do we really mean by Zman Bezdin? Do we mean literally the 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. hour? Or do we mean, as long as they're Yoshvin, that is considered Zman Bezdin? And the Gemara says, Teku. Gemara says teku, and I believe the Rambam paskins that it is, as long as they're sitting down, it's still considered a valid Zman Bezdin. Okay, to wrap up the Gemara before we start the next Mishnah, the Mishnah at the end had said that an additional advantage that Yerushalayim had to Yavne was that any city that was within seeing distance of Yerushalayim and hearing distance of Yerushalayim and close to Yerushalayim, and you were able to make it into Yerushalayim, was able to blow on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yas B'Shabbos. So says the Gemara, each of these items, Roeh and Shomas and Krova and Yechol Lavo, each of those are coming to exclude another case. Roeh, Prat LiYosheves. The fact that the Mishnah says it's Roeh, you have to be able to see Yerushalayim, that's coming to exclude Yosheves Benachal. Thank you. That's coming to exclude a city that is very low down, and therefore cannot properly see Yerushalayim. Shoma'as, it has to hear, be able to hear the shofar blast. That's Prat LiYosheves Berosh Ahar. That comes to exclude a city that's all the way on top of the mountain, and the sound of the shofar doesn't reach the top of the mountain. Krova, it has to be close by, the Mishnah says. That's Prat LiYosheves Chutz L'Tchum. That comes to exclude a city that is outside of the Tchum Shabbos. If it's outside of the Tchum Shabbos, it's not considered Krova, and therefore cannot blow on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. V'yechol Lavo, and you're able to make it in, Prat L'mafsik L'Nara. That comes to exclude a city where a river is blocking it from getting into Yerushalayim. And practically speaking, that would be like construction going on the 38 or the 375. You basically can't make it in from Beit Shemesh because there's no other roads. So there's no way to make it in. So if you can't make it in, then you're considered not Yechol Lavo, and then you can't blow on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Okay, we are now going to begin the next Mishnah. So, if you are with me, yeah? If you're still with me, we're going to do this Mishnah and three lines in the Gemara. If you're not with me, it's too bad. Barishona, in the beginning. Haya halulav nital b'mikdash shiva b'medina yom echad. Initially, the lulav was taken. And you want to take that, and you want to take that. I want to take the lulav, and you want to take that. Okay. We're going to get these next five lines. We've got five lines left. It's going to take us 5 minutes, and then I'm off on Lufthansa. That's it.
For the 5 o'clock.
I had no choice.
Five lines, and then you got the 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
You sure you're not going to go to the Super Bowl?
I will be watching the Super Bowl too. Incidentally, I will be able to make the Super Bowl. What? I'm not going to Minnesota.
You'll be watching the Super Bowl in America. You have to stay up to
1:30. No, I
don't
have to
sleep. Let me talk to you.
In the beginning, the lulav was taken in the Mikdash for 7 days, Uba Medina Yom Echad. And outside of the Mikdash, it was taken for 1 day. Now, why is that so? We have two psukim in the Torah. The Torah says, Ulakachtem lachem b'yom arishon. The Torah also says, Shiva Yamin. Ulakachtem,
Wait, is that Mishnah from Sukkah?
What does the pasuk say? It says, V'samachtem l'tnei Hashem l'mekechem Shiva Yamin. So what's the pshat? Is it 7 days or is it 1 day? Ulakachtem lachem b'yom arishon. V'samachtem l'tnei Hashem l'mekechem Shiva Yamin. Is it 7 days or is it 1 day? So the Gemara says, in the Mikdash, it was 7 days. That's l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. V'samachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokecha, Shiva Yamin. L'fnei Hashem Elokecha, 7 days. But when you're not in the Mikdash, outside of the Mikdash, then it's only 1 day. That was the initial din. But Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, but when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiye Lulav Nito B'Medina Shiva Zecher L'Mikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that the Lulav should be taken outside of the Mikdash for all 7 days. Zecher L'Mikdash, because he wanted to do a Zecher L'Mikdash. The Gemara is going to ask, where do we get this whole Zecher L'Mikdash business from? How do we know they even do things Zecher L'Mikdash? But at any rate, he was mesakein that. He was also made an additional takana, and that is sheyehayom hanef kuluasa. We know that chadash is not mutter until the 16th of Nisan. However, we again have two contradictory psukim, because one pasuk says that on the 16th of Nisan, at the very beginning, be'etzam hayom hazeh, in the very beginning of the day, you can already eat chadash. And another pasuk says ad haviyachem es omer hatanufa, until you bring the Korban Omer. So which one is it? The Korban Omer isn't brought until the afternoon or whatnot. Or maybe the morning, late morning. But it's not brought in the beginning of the day, so which one is it? Is the Chadosh Mutter in the beginning of the day? Or is it Mutter? Ad Aviyachem Es Omer HaTenufa. So the Gemara says, this man should be some mikdash kayam when they had a korban. Then you had to wait out of Yachemetz Omer Atanufa. But Shalob is man mikdash. You could already eat chadash in the beginning of the day. Fantastic. Already the 16th of Nisan kicks in, and you can already eat chadash. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana. She had yom hanef kula wasser. The entire day, he asered chadash of the 16th of Nisan. The Gemara is going to ask why. Why did he do that? And the Gemara, and that's the Gemara you're going to be learning with Rabbi Kallis. But at any rate, says the Gemara, we say in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the lulav should be taken even outside of the mikdash 7 days. Zeichel mikdash. Where does this whole zeichel mikdash business come from? Where are you pulling this out of your hat from? And he says, it's not out of my hat. Uminalan davdin on zeichel mikdash. How do we know that we do zeichel mikdash? Right? Where do we get this from? Damar kra. Because the pasuk says, ki aale aruchalach. When I bring upon you refuah. Arucha is a refuah, right? Treatment. Umimakusayach erpaech, and from your blows I will heal you. Ne'um Hashem, says the words of Hashem. Ki nidacha karulach, because they, the Umos Olam, call you Yerushalayim nidacha. They call you pushed away. They call you unwanted. Tzion hi dorish ein la. They say it is Tzion. Yerushalayim is Tzion, but dorish ein la. Nobody's seeking Yerushalayim. Nobody wants Yerushalayim.
This is the key part. The end of
that's
the
what the Umos Olam. Yeah, that's the key part. The Umos Olam say about Yerushalayim that nobody is dorish it. Nobody cares about Yerushalayim. So by the fact that the pasuk says, I'm going to heal you from this terrible statement that the Umos HaOlam say about you, that you're not Doresh Yerushalayim. Therefore, Michlal, that implies, the pasuk implies, the Boya Drisha, that in fact, Yerushalayim requires Drisha. We have to constantly remind and remember the Mikdash and Yerushalayim in its glory state, because we don't want the Umos HaOlam teasing us that Tzion hi dorish Eila. So therefore, Zeichel HaMikdash is a...
The wounds were emotional. They were making fun of them. So
yeah.
They were wounded emotionally, so Hashem...
Yeah.
It's going to heal you from an emotional blow. Right, emotional blow. Hashem is like a psychologist.
It's beautiful.
Healing them from their emotional blows so that people made fun of them.
Yes, exactly. And that, my friends, is the end of today's Limud. Now... 37 minutes. I told you 40. Okay. Yeah.